directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Listen. You smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Beckman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down to this.
Smell something?
All right, folks, it is 1:01 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, and it is time for another episode right here. Logic Johnson at your service. This week we've got a special theme, because some people might not be aware of this, but in the 1940s, in the southern areas of Hungary, there was some unbelievable funk music being produced, and we're going to have an entire special this week dedicated to nothing but 1940s Hungarian funk. So here we go. Let's get it going.
I was fooling y'all, man. I was fooling y'all. Those jokes. Woo!
Happy April 1st, folks. We'll be right back.
Hold it, baby. Right there. There it is. Real easy. Oh.
One shot of your love, I'm in between the living and the dead.
Alright folks, it is currently 1:22 in the morning Eastern Standard Time, and thanks for being with us right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Some serious stuff. I'd like to thank anyone and everyone who is anyone who gave a little something something during the funding drive last week. I didn't get a chance to check the numbers, but we'll see if we had a big rally at the end there and maybe, you know, cracked our nut. You know, such the kind of rally, miraculous maybe, one might term it, that the Lakers are currently endeavoring to attempt to pull off, and obviously they're not going to because they have no heart in their chest, and they don't play defense, and they don't try, and they have... Sorry, I got a little sidetrack there. The point being, thank you very much for giving during the funding drive is what I'm trying to say. All right. So that being said, yes, the Lakers are sucking worse than even I could have hoped, you know? Like Poppy from Seinfeld, they are even more succulent than even I could have hoped. So they're about to actually miss the play-in tournament entirely, and if you know basketball, you know that missing the playoffs, missing the postseason is even more difficult. It's even more of an underachievement than ever in the past 2 years, because the 9th and 10th seeds, for the first time ever, still have a crack at the postseason. However, the Lakers will not be getting that crack if they keep it up as is right now, and that's especially embarrassing for them. So good for that. It's a wonderful development. That being said, we just finished hearing Brothers Johnson with Thunder Thumbs and Lightning Licks. We had some Undisputed Truth with Spaced Out. We had BT Express with Scratch My Itch. What did we have then? We had some rigor mortis brought to you by Cameo. And finally, we had the Commodores with Slippery When Wet. So, yes, indeed. Indeed. It's been a wonderful year to see the downfall of an entitled bully, and historical front runner, and just, you know, smug. They're just so smug whenever they go and power grab a bunch of big name players and think they're just going to beat up on everybody and have it all easy, get easy championships. Well, you're going to have an easy summer that's going to start a lot sooner because you guys, heck yeah. Okay, more music right here on Seacut.
One, two, one, two, three. Said he was a country girl.
Thank you. Still singing, you can make it. John lives his life mostly working at the mill, and other than his wife, a single dream is his only thrill. Guitar case comes out from underneath the bed, and Country John would do his due. Say now, didn't he sure up enough? Didn't he? As I'm breathing, didn't he? Sure up enough? And the shining of the moon, and his sway back a woman by his side, and he would soon find that the lining of his tune from way back was too hard to divide. Say now,
gotta get a weep in the
morning.
Gotta see the land.
joint of his own. He did the loose booty.
Kaiser Excelente. It is 1:45 Eastern Standard Time. What the heck was that that just crawled up out of my throat? I'm going to let you guys check it out on the archives, and maybe you can call up the station with some sort of diagnosis. Remember, you can go to www.ckut.ca and click on Programming and Archives. You can go find any show that has been played in the past 3 to 6 months. I don't remember where the back end cutoff is there, but what I'm saying is we've got a rolling archive of anything you might have missed. Go check it out. It was approximately, 1:43 or 1:44, and there was a pause. Something croaked out of my throat. If it sounds like Super AIDS, I'd like for someone to contact the station and let me know. But it's probably nothing. Alright, probably some sort of oxygen that was trapped in my gullet that was just released when I opened up my yap. But you can never be too safe. Alright, the wonderful use of the website, by the way. We just finished hearing. We had some Labby Siffre with Sadie and the Devil. Sly and the Family Stone were sure to follow with Thank You for Talking to Me, Africa. immediately thereafter, we had a little Alan Toussaint with Country John. And then, Funkadelic with Loose Booty. And I have to tell you folks, it really is going to be wonderful. I know it doesn't sound that way, but it's going to be wonderful once the Lakers are gone. I thought they'd be just, you know, in the playoffs and then eliminated quickly. But they actually might completely miss the playoffs entirely. And for a guy like me, who's sick and tired of hearing about the Lakers and hearing about LeBron, you understand the only reason you guys can constantly hear about the Lakers is because I constantly hear about the Lakers over the course of simply trying to follow my dear beloved game of basketball. So, once they're out of my face, trust me, they'll be out of your ears. Trust me. But until then, I can only just let the confetti of their failures rain joyfully over my soul, live on the air. And you look forward to maybe 2 weeks from now when they have been completely cleansed from the NBA postseason, allowing for a much more interesting viewing experience and a deserving champion indeed. Okay, those are my thoughts. Moving on to more stuff. This is Logic Johnson saying, I'm not always this way.
Say what? Say you're sorry. Baby, I ain't going for that no more. No, I done had enough of that. No.
tea and gossips with the ladies. She's a California woman. She can put the dog on perfectly. She's a California woman. All alone, she's gone home. Down home, baby. Took a train from Georgia not too long ago.
Georgia.
Headed for the land of milk and honey. A big director put her in his picture show. Now that woman, she's got love. California woman likes to live life photographically. She's a California woman, but alone she's my own. Down home, baby. She's a California woman. She's my California woman.
Shake hands with folks in blue, then count your fingers.
Now, in this world, there are only two kinds of dudes, hustlers and suckers. God bless their greedy little hearts. Because without them, where would us hustlers be?
Trick Baby, Iceberg Slim's best-selling gut story of the world of the con, the hustlers, the high rollers, and the hatchet men who made it up.
I hear for Scotty was sold some hot rocks. Turned out there was only glass. He dropped right on the spot. Had a heart attack.
What do you want?
$5,000. So you're both dead.
Trick Baby. Iceberg Slim wrote it the way he lived it. It's his world. Sometimes brutal, but always real. Where some get by with bullets, and some make it with their brains. And the con never ends as long as there's a sucker. Trick Baby. From Universal, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents. See it.
Thank you.
Somebody past noon shot across the room.